News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Facebook's oversight board has upheld the company's suspension of a former US President Donald Trump in a much-awaited verdict that may signal how the company will treat rule-breaking world leaders in the future. A further review of the ban is to be held within the next 6 months. But is the social media platform justified in banning Trump, or is it in fact censoring free speech? Well, to discuss this further, I am joined now by Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Star, and Alice Mary Higgins, independent senator. Ian, if I could come to you first of all, what do you make of the ban on Trump on Facebook?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, actually. One, if you take a step back, it's incredibly funny. It's the idea of, like, you know, the former leader of the free world basically at war with a platform that normally involves people sharing pictures of their cats. And people talk about the culture becoming a bit more trivial. But while it is kind of amusing on itself, the implications aren't. Because basically the whole sort of big tech thing has become way too powerful now. It's, you know, and there was a time up until probably a year or two ago, I would have said, look, they're a private company. They have every right to decide who they give a platform to and who they deny a platform to. But now it just looks so partisan. And it's so obvious. I mean, Twitter had to apologize after shutting down the New York Post when they had an anti-Biden story. Twitter just basically took the New York Post's account down rather than let them show it. So it's very openly biased. And the way I would say, when it comes to censorship, look, the best angle I can actually give is that, I mean, I despise Sinn Féin IRA and everything that they stand for. I was also always against Section 31 on the basis that the best way to beat bad ideas is with better ones, and you don't suppress them.
Okay,
because that just allows them to grow.
Let's bring in Alice Mary Higgins. Alice, you heard what Ian said. Big tech is biased inherently. It is a private corporation, and the best way to beat bad ideas is with better ones.
Well, I think, first of all, the question of the removal, it's a matter of that it was actually too little and too late, because we've had business models from Facebook and others and algorithms that have been incentivizing, rewarding and kind of amplifying hate, division and misinformation for some time. So if you look to Facebook, my concern would be the fact that they actively said they would take payment for commercial ads, for political ads, which were contained misinformation. And they only changed that policy 1 week before the election. And Trump himself used 5.9 million ads on Facebook in the 2016 election versus, I think, 66,000 on the other side. So I think the concern by those in terms of it being biased, the key thing is the concern now is that it has been unregulated for so long. And indeed, there are many who have politically exploited that. And what I think is important is that there is beginning to be regulation. But what we've seen is that self-regulation is not going to be enough. We do need it to be proper, consistent, accountable public regulation.
Okay.
And I think that's what's coming now. We see in the AV directive in Europe and also in the online media and regulation bill, though I do think that's a bill that's going to need some nuance and some work. The point is, we really do need to be clear that platforms do have a responsibility when they are sharing misinformation, hatred, incitement to violence, because it has real world consequences.
Okay, Ian, will you address that this is actually too little too late, and in fact that they have a responsibility, these platforms, to close down hate speech, which I presume is what Trump is being considered to have made?
Well, hate speech a lot of the time is just basically what people hate hearing. There's no actual real proper definition. Obviously, incitement to violence is against the law as it is. And you'll forgive me if I don't really feel massively relieved at the idea of governments regulating what people get to say and what people don't get to say.
Well, what about that, Alice? Do we really want our speech regulated?
It's not about regulating what people can say. It's a matter of regulating the question of how it can be amplified. So there is a question of, should it be the case that somebody can commercially purchase misinformation ads and amplify them politically, which is what we had happening previously on Facebook, where you had blatant political misinformation being purchased, commercially sold. And I think there is a question of, yes, you have a right to free speech, but you don't have a right to have that amplified and have a fact that those with money can get their messages that might be misinformation, that may be about hate,
well,
amplified
with
further.
Respect.
And I think it's really important just to remember, when we talk about freedom of expression, one of the things with the AV directive is that idea that when you have damaging, hateful language, which is being amplified, it actually drowns out minority and other voices.
Will we let Ian, let Ian respond there, Alex?
Participate.
But with respect, if you really want to witness political misinformation, just go to any political party or desh or party conference any year, and you'll see it. I mean, politicians lie all the time. That's, we've come to expect that. We understand that now, you know.
Well, anybody can attend any of those events, and indeed anybody can still hold them. There is no limit on having events and speaking your mind. The question is where it gets amplified. And I think that's the key issue. And that's why we do need to have regulation in this area. And I think that's something that the public want, so that it becomes a space where everyone can participate.
The amplification is the problem.
I think it's the amplification, and it is the fact of the misinformation.
Yeah. Let Ian respond to that point, Alice, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Look, the way things are now with the moment with big tech and with their censorship and that, it's bad. But the best way to tackle that is to basically expose it and to expose the various different sort of platforms that they're using. And it's interesting that, you know, the likes of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they're quite happy to be censored by the Chinese government and by the Russian government. They've shut down various different dissident accounts and stuff like that upon requests from Moscow or Beijing. But the idea of actually us handing over control over, you know, whether you want to use the phrase amplified, or which seems to be the latest buzzword, whether you want to use that or not, you can't allow a bunch of people to decide what is hate speech and what is allowed and what isn't. I've been the subject of numerous sort of internet pylons on Twitter and Facebook and stuff myself, and I would still rather live in that environment than one where the people who don't like me can't say what
all
they
right.
want to say.
Look, unfortunately, we're out of time. There's certainly more to say on all of that. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Star, and Alice Mary Higgins, independent senator. Let us know what you think. Trump is still banned off Facebook. Is that the right thing? Do you not want his type of misinformation amplified, as Alice Mary Higgins has said? Or is it dangerous to give private companies an ability to censor people hearing things and people saying things in a free democracy? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.